Talkers Radio presents Robbie Stevens with another episode of I Don't Do Podcasts.
Around 10 days ago, Mr. Michael Harrison invited me to be his guest on the Michael Harrison interview. Now, given that he has interviewed esteemed, highly esteemed people, Deepak Chopra, Steve Wozniak, Joe Lieberman, Ralph Nader in the music business, Linda Ronstadt, Judy Collins. We go on and on and on. People who are influential in the world of talk radio, people who move minds, who move votes. And I was flattered. I said, where do I belong? And he reminded me that I just remixed John Lennon's classic Imagine album. He also pointed out that, take it for what you will, I graduated from Columbia with a philosophy degree and went on to work with the Chili Peppers and Herbie Hancock and Gil Scott-Heron and Afrika Bambaataa and Johnny Rotten and many, many, many more. What he did not mention is that I wrote a bit of education policy for the Obama campaign in 2008. Let's get that straight right up top. The Lennon record has a song called Gimme Some Truth. And in the many interviews I've done, and I had 2 days where I did 25 interviews straight, and my eyes were crossed, and my brain was fried by the time I was done. Gimme Some Truth could have been called fake news. I don't want to be a soldier, mama. I don't want to die. Speaks for itself. How do you sleep? I was not the only one, as it turns out, who said that if you didn't know it was a spat between bandmates, you'd think it was talking about some of the creepy characters running the world right now. Creepy but powerful. How did we get here, huh? So now I'm going to seg into one thing that the world has confirmed I do well, into another thing that everyone I know knows I do pretty decently, maybe even well. But I haven't gone public with it, and it's about time. Because if I don't, and if a million other people with at least my gifts don't go public, this republic and this democracy, which were never, in fact, a pure democracy or a pure republic, will sink below the threshold of being either. I will get there in a bit. It's November 12th, the day after Veterans Day, when the president, our president, this president, showed his true stripes or lack of such by choosing to not brave the rain. And if you have ever read recounts of World War One, he seems like the word he used on that bus with the Bush kid or relative to not go out in the rain and the wind and Air Force One and shut down the roads or whatever, to pay proper respects to men and women who have done things that he cannot possibly imagine participating in, because he can buy his way out. Okay, I guess that was clear. And this being November 12th, you may be aware that the market crapped out today. Yeah, Apple was bad, GE was bad, they had their reasons. But it wasn't the Democrats. It's people feel the very small but the important hairline fractures that are beginning to proliferate. Fancy word that. In the backbone of this nation, there is a nervousness, conscious or unconscious, that something is askew, something is awry, and the ground under our feet is not solid rock anymore. And people, and for lack of a better way of explaining that, I'll say media and Main Street, are still trying to attribute to this president some kind of rational thought that they can refute. Lies that they can point out and chronicle. And you got Hillary and you got Wasserman Schultz and their own frivolous indulgences. They got this petulant brat into the seat of the most powerful man in the world. There's increasing fear out there, and frankly, there damn well ought to be. What's calming me down, you might ask? Because I seem a bit agitated. I'm listening to a particular series of books on tape, and peace of mind, regardless of external circumstances. Now, that's clearly my eccentricity. Some people use meds, some people exercise a lot so that they are exhausted in a wonderfully chemically induced way, but induced internally. But me, I listen to books on tape. I've gotten a lot of exercise. All that does is open my eyes up to how agitated I ought to be. Now, the other day, I was listening to two men who seemed intelligent and kind, one of whom said that Trump was a bang-up negotiator, and the other one said that he was a transactional person who traded this for that. And I disagree, not from the point of intellectual, from the point of visceral knowing. And you'll have to take my word on that. Trump is a compulsively mean man. Compels his every move and every counterpunch. I don't think he plans anything. I don't think he thinks comprehensively. What he thinks, anything he thinks, has got to be in his own best interest. There is no sense of the other. I'm sure in the PSM, which I think is the Psychiatric Diagnostic Manual or something like that, PDM maybe, there is a term for it. I don't care if there's a term for it. That's man-made. I can perceive that this is somebody with a major piece missing. And it's going to hurt you, and it's going to hurt me, and it has hurt you, and it has hurt me, and even if you are an acolyte, it has hurt you. Nothing he does is premeditated. And if he appears transactional, that's because we the people have to find a rational explanation and a word that sounds good for an irrational choice that was made. So that we don't feel like we or our fellow citizens are fools. We live in fear of the fact that we are among people and may be one of those people who have either urged this to happen, this being this president and his lack of philosophy, or even his lack of understanding of the word philosophy, or our agreeing with him. Because at this point, you got to be sticking to some really awful guns, funny word to use, to think that he is going to help you, me, anybody, this country, whether you want guns or no guns, choice or no choice, environmental protection or no environmental protection. This man, he wants to win. He's like a, I don't know if I said, yeah, I used the word brat before. I don't know if I said 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old, I don't care. You get the idea. This is a mean man. This is bordering on evil. And I heard a wonderful definition of mean slash evil on one of those Zen tapes I referred to. Someone who's evil is someone who purposely does harm to someone and takes pleasure in it. Let me repeat that. Evil is someone who purposely does harm to someone else and takes pleasure in it. Does that sound like any chief executive you or I might be familiar with? For me, it does. For you, it probably does too. Whether you can admit that to yourself, and whether I can admit to myself that I live in a country with values that are so divergent. And do I have the audacity to think I can make a judgment? Yes, I do. Because we have gone too long without someone with my point of view pointing things out with a strength and a broad brush that heretofore has not existed. Maybe I can't make the best empirical argument. Maybe I can't do one here because we're dealing with too many people and too many subjective thoughts, ideas, influences, etc. I got to say it again. Mean on the way to evil, something in between one end or the other. Neither one is good. Someone who purposely does harm to someone else and takes pleasure in it. This is Robbie Stevens, and I don't do podcasts.
I Don't Do Podcasts with Robbie Stevens is a presentation of Talkers Radio, copyright 2018, all rights reserved.